Good evening. I'm Steve Short. This is election coverage on Texas Public Radio 89.1. San Antonio City Hall is headed in a new direction. Tonight, voters have chosen a new mayor, turned out an incumbent, and elected a lot of new members to the city council. In the studio with me tonight is TPR News Director Shelley Koffler.
Well, Steve, of course, at the top of the ticket in the mayor's race, District 8 Councilman Ron Nuremberg has defeated incumbent Mayor Ivy Taylor 55-45%. Nuremberg seemed to be referencing Ivy Taylor's vote against the non-discrimination ordinance several years ago when he told supporters tonight that he'll be a mayor for the entire city.
Tonight, the voters got it right on a lot of things. Tonight, the voters rejected the politics of division and false choices. And they said yes to a bigger and brighter vision of inclusion, of diversity, of respecting each other, of fairness, of respecting each and every person in San Antonio, no matter if you live on the north side, the south side, the east side, the west side, or any place in between. Tonight, the voters said yes to a mayor for all of San Antonio.
Our David Martin Davies has been covering the watch party at the Ron Nuremberg campaign. David, I know you're there, and it's been quite an exciting night for the people, the supporters of Ron Nuremberg.
You bet, Shelley. Ron Nuremberg just came back onto the stage. Earlier, he said he didn't expect that he would be going back on, but crowd here is basically refusing to leave. They're celebrating. They're savoring this victory, and he came out and he basically declared an absolute victory. It was that they won. Earlier, he was kind of tentative about saying those words, but now it is pretty clear that is the outcome. And so other people from around the city continue to trickle in. Other politicians and city council members are congratulating him, and it is certainly a night of a victory at the Ron Nuremberg headquarters here on Broadway.
And David, he has talked about steering this city council in a new direction, being a lot tougher on the Vista Ridge contract, scrutinizing that water contract more carefully. He's talked about wanting to begin negotiations immediately, or very soon anyway, on the next police contract, trying to find a way to bring more officers into the city. Is there a sense that there's going to be a shift at City Hall?
Yeah, there's certainly going to be a shift on City Hall. I did ask him earlier about the police contract. He said that is a done deal. That train has left the station. Nothing can be done about that contract, but they can begin looking at the next contract in 5 years. Also, in regards to the firefighters' contract, they probably cannot expect to see such a good benefits package as the police officers got. That still is in negotiation, and so we're going to see what happens there. But that is a story that is going to continue. We saw many of the candidates that the Firefighters Association supported did not win, except Greg Brockhouse. He won in District 6, and he will certainly be fighting for them on City Council.
Thank you very much, David Martin Davies at the Ron Nuremberg campaign. Of course, one other thing, Steve, that Ron Nuremberg has talked about, and that is trying to put before voters a vote on a light rail system here in San Antonio.
It was a much more somber situation at the Ivy Taylor watch party. Taylor appeared on stage with her husband and daughter as she conceded the election.
I've said it all along. Not a politician, not a planner. Development work that I've been doing. We need everybody to get together around the new council that we have. There's a lot of newbies going to be down there. We need everybody to come together and support each other so that we can continue the wonderful trajectory that we have.
And TPR's Joey Palacios is live at the Taylor Watch Party. Joey, what's the mood like now?
There are only a few people here left. There were around 300 or so at the peak of tonight's watch party, but there's about 20 people. Most are some of Mayor Taylor's staff and her campaign staff here. While Mayor Taylor was speaking during her concession speech, she talked about some of the accomplishments that she's made, one being the police contract getting done, the other being SA tomorrow. She also talked about something that she hasn't mentioned in a while, but that under her tenure, she says, the city was able to remove the majority of homeless veterans off the street. So Mayor Taylor seems to be leading with her head held high. And as she mentioned in that bite a moment ago, that she plans to continue doing the community development work that she has for her career.
Joey Palacios with the Ivy Taylor campaign. Joey, thank you very much. Another incumbent who also lost tonight, District 2 Councilman Alan Warrick, was unseated by attorney William Cruz Shaw, 56-44%. Warrick torpedoed his own campaign in the past 2 weeks after passing out in front of City Hall after drinking and then making up a story about it that wasn't true. Here's what Shaw said about his win tonight.
This was a machine built by the community. From day one, we were broke, but we went out there together and knocked on doors, talked to people. We heard real issues from people, from constituents in this district. Now it's time to resolve those issues. And I can't do it alone. I'm gonna need each and every one of you in this district to assist and help out on boards and commissions and getting involved with your neighbor associations.
All right.
We're going to stay active. We're going to make sure that this district moves forward.
And that was William Cruz Shaw, the councilman-elect in District 2. Our Louisa Jonas has been at both of those watch parties tonight for Alan Warrick and William Cruz Shaw. Louisa, to what extent do you think this drinking incident with Warrick changed the race?
Well, it really might have made a difference, Shelley. You know, like you had said, Warrick was not upfront about it from the beginning. At first, he said that someone may have liked something in his drink, and then afterwards, he said that he was drinking. So that really might have made a difference in the outcome of the race. As for Shaw, during that acceptance speech, he had tears in his eyes. He had all of his supporters there. They were cheering for him. He said that he is going to make public safety his first priority, and he's going to make sure that he listens to his constituents. He wants to work for education and workforce development, and he wants to move people out of poverty.
Okay, thank you very much, Louisa Jonas, with the William Cruz Shaw and the Alan Warrick campaigns tonight, District 2. And, you know, William Cruz Shaw is going to be one of six new members on that council. Six out of the 10 council members will be new, Steve.
Yeah, one who won't be new, Roberto Trevino. He is going to retain his seat in District 1, defeating Michael Montano with 52% of the vote. Greg Brockhouse will be new in District 6. He defeated Melissa Cabello Haverda with 52% of the vote. Manny Pelaez will be the new District 8 councilman. I spoke with him just a short time ago, and he told us what his priority will be.
It will be to build consensus among the city council to make sure that San Antonio keeps in mind that not only are we growing by 1.1 million people over the next 20 years, and that we need to be prepared for them and make sure that they find a city that they want to live in, where that city is going to also provide them with the same opportunities that I've enjoyed, so that we not forget about the families and the employees and businesses who are currently here, and that we make sure that they continue to thrive and that, you know, everybody enjoys the progress that San Antonio is going to experience over the next 20 years.
And that was Manny Pelaez, the new District 8 council member, defeating Cynthia Brem with 55% of the vote.
And in District 9, another new council member replacing Joe Cryer, who has decided not to run again. Retired teacher John Courage defeated Marco Bottos, 53-47. In District 10, Clayton Perry is going to replace Mike Gallagher, who is not running this time. Clayton Perry, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, had 53% to Ezra Johnson's 47%.
And so once again, we are going to have a new mayor in San Antonio. Ron Nirenberg has defeated incumbent Ivy Taylor with 55% of the vote in this runoff election.
And just a few words about our new mayor. He's 40 years old, two terms as District 8 councilman. He is a Trinity University graduate with a master's in communications from the University of Pennsylvania. You know, Steve, he placed environment as and has always made that a very big issue. Is also going to talk about light rail in the future, so we may hear more about that as he takes the helm.
And that wraps up our election night coverage on Texas Public Radio, KST. TX San Antonio.